This is the interview. And the time now is 1:19 on the 26th. Detective Jose Lopez, myself, and Lucia were on the. Can you tell us what happened?
I was driving from Ojai Avenue down this way, and they came out of, I think, Ventura Street, where the library is right there.
Okay, so you were driving
this direction.
So would this be
westbound
on Ventura?
No, this is Ojai Avenue.
Ojai Avenue?
The car came out of Ventura Street and turned right in front of me, and I kind of stopped, and then I saw the two cops were behind him. They couldn't see because that wall was there.
Okay.
And they had their lights on. And then they pulled in front of me, and I kind of slowed down to give them some room. And then the guy wasn't slowing down, and I started slowing down a little more, and the guy stopped about. And I slowed down and stopped right about there because, I don't know, it just seemed weird. And I saw the door of the car that he was driving open, and then I heard two gunshots. And I kind of rolled my window down thinking he was at a gunshot, and there were like, I don't know, four or five more. And the door of the car shut, and it took off, and the cops followed him.
Okay, let's start back here. So you're traveling westbound on Ojai Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And
at that street right there.
Right at this street?
Mm-hmm.
And this is Blanche?
The next one where the lights are at the library building there.
That's
I think Ventura.
Ventura?
Yeah.
Okay, so you see the... What kind of car was it that you saw?
It was like a four-door, kind of old-school, like Chrysler or Ford or something. Not old-school, but like maybe early 2000 green four-door sedan, mid-size sedan.
Did you happen to see how many people were in that car?
I have no idea, because I wasn't paying attention at this point, because I was going slow enough that he plausibly could have turned in front of me, like a proper turn. So I just kind of slowed down a little, and then I saw that he was followed by two cops, so I slowed down.
Okay, where were they coming off of?
They were behind him, coming from that street, turning left here.
Okay, so they were traveling south?
Yeah.
Or traveling north on?
Oh, that's north, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, on Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a left turn?
Okay. On
as they were traveling up this way, were they marked police cars?
Yeah. And they were kind of staggered, like the front one was off to the right and the rear one was...
You said they had their lights on. What do you mean
by their lights? They didn't have sirens, but they had, like, flashing lights like that.
On top?
Yeah.
Could you see if it was red and blue, and is it flashing exactly like that car?
I don't know if it had the white. I don't remember, but it was definitely... They definitely had their lights on.
About what time was this?
About... 8:55 or so, because I had a 9 o'clock pickup at Ojai Valley, and so I was going there.
Was it clearly visible that the two police officers were trying to pull over this vehicle?
Oh, yeah, clearly. There were two of them. They had their lights on.
Okay, so as they're traveling up this way, about how fast were they going?
I don't think they were going that fast. At one point, maybe about here, I think he kind of gunned it, because I feel like they went a little faster, but they weren't going faster than, like, 40 or 35. Like,
how far back were you from the police officers?
I was right over in front of this sign, kind of around here, because I slowed down, because the whole thing, it just seemed weird. And when I saw the guy stop, I kind of stopped to give them room so they were going to get out and approach him. And then I had, like, three or four cars behind me. And when I noticed the guy was shooting, and they took off...
Okay, we'll get to that in just a second.
All right.
All right, so the police officers and the green car pull up over here.
Mm-hmm.
The green car pulls over to the curb?
Essentially, yeah. Not all the way, but he's kind of pulled over.
Okay, and the first police car that's directly behind him, where did he stop?
What do you mean?
Do you remember where he stopped at?
In relation to the car?
To the green car.
I don't know, maybe like a proper distance?
Like,
I don't know, maybe like if that were the car. I don't know, maybe 10, 15 feet, a little further.
Okay, so about 15 feet. And where did the second car, police car?
He was behind him, kind of staggered out.
Out like, in the roadway?
Maybe, like, closer to the center line, not necessarily blocking the traffic, but kind of, he was staggered out from the other
and
line.
And then, when you pulled over... Did you see the police officers exit their vehicle?
I might have seen the... This part I'm not too sure of. I might have seen the guy in the first, like, the first car might have opened his door, and then the two shots, and then he shut his door, but that I'm not too sure of. I was kind of, like, it all happened so fast, and I didn't even see, like, physically see the person. Like, I wouldn't be able to...
What person?
That shot, like, who fired the shot.
Were you able to see the police any time the police officers out of their vehicles?
No. Like, his door flew open, the driver, or the...
The green car.
Green car. The door flew open, and then there were, like, shots like, a few seconds later, and then a few more shots, and then the door shut, and then he took off, and the police followed him, and that was it.
Okay, why don't we walk up there?
And I kind of stopped after that, because I noticed they were shooting, and I couldn't see where they were going, and I didn't want to drive into after their gunfight.
All right, we're going to walk over to the other side of the road here.
But there were a whole bunch of people at Catholic Wizards, and there was a house next to that that I'm sure the girl saw everything, because I was then driving by, and I had my window down, and she was on the phone. She's like, I'm sitting on my front porch, and you're not going to fucking believe it.
Oh, you could hear her say that?
I could hear her telling somebody on the phone.
Okay.
So I was probably pulled over. I was kind of inching along here at this point, and then they were right up there.
Okay. So did you stop your vehicle at any time?
I did.
About where did you stop?
When I saw the guy pull his car over, the driver, I stopped about here.
Right in front of Troop Real Estate?
Yeah, somewhere right along here, like by the tree.
So, about how far away was the green car and the two police cars from here?
In front of that. I would say his car was parked about at that speed limit sign.
Okay.
And the two cars are behind that.
All right. So, that's when you saw the driver's door of the green car swing open?
And the driver's side.
Driver's side of the green car?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you happen to see the driver of that car?
No. I have no idea if it was a guy or a girl or... I have no idea.
Okay. So, you said you didn't see any flashes or anything like that, or did you just heard...
I just heard it. Like, I heard... I just heard the gunshot. I mean, I've heard gunshots before, but never that close. And then I went to roll down my window again. I saw a bunch more. I heard a bunch more. And then he got in the car and took
off. So initially you said there was two.
Yeah.
And then how many more did you hear?
Like, 4 to 5 after that. 3 to 5.
But you never saw the police officers exit their vehicle?
No. I didn't really see anybody in the street. Well, when the guy opened his door, because I was just, like, not entirely paying attention. I was kind of looking at the cops and...
Okay, why don't we walk up there?
All right.
Check that. So you think the green car was in this area right here?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it was. Yeah, somewhere right in here.
Okay. So was it all the way to the curb, you think?
I mean, not all the way. It wasn't in the traffic lane, but it was kind of a little. Like, I thought he was going to pull over when I saw him pull over, and then, yeah, his door flew open.
Okay. And the first police car was.
Right behind him.
Right behind him, and the second.
The other one was kind of maybe closer to that white line.
Okay.
Straddling behind him.
How long after everybody stopped did you hear the first two?
Almost instantly.
So as soon as the cars.
The car pulls over,
saw brake lights.
Swings open, yeah. They all pulled up behind him. The driver's side door swings open, and then it was like pop, pop, and then. Like a second, and then 3 to 5 shots after that, maybe even 6. There were a lot. I feel like there was 7 or altogether.
Okay.
But and I could be wrong, like 5 to 7.
And then what happened?
And the door shut of the car, and he took off, and then 2 cars took off after him.
The police cars?
Yeah, the first one kind of moved a couple feet, stopped, and then they both took off after.
And the car took off that way?
Yeah. And then I have no idea where they went, because I pulled over, because, like I said, I couldn't see. It was kind of at this up incline.
Okay, I know I probably asked you the question. Did you ever see the police officer's doors ever open up? Do you remember?
I feel like the first car might have opened his little. I don't think he got out, though, but that I'm not entirely sure of. But his door might have shut right after the second 2 shots. But I don't know about that. But I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming it was the guy that fired the shots, because I didn't see anybody get out of the police officer's cars.
Okay. Are there any questions?
Yeah.
Would you be able to recognize the car if you saw it again?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I know it was like a mid-sized sedan, kind of one of those older, boxier kind of.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that car before?
That
up in Ojai?
Specific car?
Yeah.
Oh no, not that I've noticed.
But you is this your primary route?
Yeah. Well, we live up here, yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask just a couple questions?
Sure.
You don't mind? You listen to music?
Yeah.
Are you an auditory person or a visual kind of person?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Step
over here.
Okay.
I want you to do a little exercise with me.
Right.
Okay? I want you to pretend that you're standing and we're looking back. And you remember you said you were parked right over in front of that building right
mm-hmm.
there. And I want you to think backwards from when you were looking up here and just remember seeing the car parked. Now picture where the first deputy's car was and then the second deputy's car. You can see those 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, using your noise, you're making the noise, I want you to just real quickly give me the sequence of shots and just do as many as you think there was in the exact way it went.
Pow, 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 pow.
Very good. So now that you think about that, that's excellent. Now that you think about that and you look back and you picture yourself back there, I don't want you to turn around and face the same direction you're facing when that happened. And I want you to look up and think we're looking back to where we're looking right now. And I want you to think about the first patrol deputy when he first stopped his car. And you said immediately you heard the first pow pow,
mm-hmm.
right? But you're in your head. Do you see the deputy's door opening? And is the other car's door, the bad guy's car, is it already open at that point? Just kind of just look up the street.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, okay. I know the driver's door of the vehicle opened almost immediately.
Okay.
Upon pulling over. Like, he pulled over, blew his door open, and that's kind of when I came to a complete stop,
because I was kind of inching along before that, I saw something about the way his door flew open. I stopped, and then that's when the gunshot went off.
Excellent. So when you're looking up there, this door just doesn't open like somebody's going to get out of the car.
No, his door, like flew open.
Aggressively flies open.
Yeah.
And at that same time is when you hear the first pop, pop?
Yeah. It was almost instantly of him getting pulled over, the door flying open, and the gunshots coming.
Very good. So now you're starting to look up here, and you're focusing more because you've stopped your car. Now you're paying attention more. And you see the two vehicles there, you hear the next series of pops, and then do you see the bad guys, the car they stopped, do you see his door shut?
Oh yeah, his door shut almost immediately after the shots, his door shut and he flew off.
Okay, when you say he flew off, tell me what it sounded like. Did you hear his car, the engine racing?
No, I mean, he didn't squeal the tires.
Okay.
I don't know how far he went, because they were right at the crest of the hill, so then they took off, and that's when I, like, stopped, and the cars behind me
very good
ahead.
You did a great job.
Thanks. I mean, I don't know if I could be much help. I didn't see a ton.
Okay, but you said, you made mention that you were coming back this way, and you said you heard that person at that house? Or which?
I'm not sure. One of these is an actual house. I think it is actually up there a little more.
Okay.
So, like I said, I pulled over for like 30 seconds or so just to kind of let them go, and the cars in front of me went, and then I came here. There were probably like 7 people standing in the parking lot of Ojai Liquor who had come out, and then I got right about there, and I hear some girl, I couldn't see her because it's dark, sitting on the porch somewhere talking to a friend, like, you're not going to fucking believe it. Like, I'm sitting on my porch, and then I drove on, and that was pretty much
what you heard.
Yeah, like.
But it's one of these houses right here.
Yeah, most of these are not offices, but one of these I think is a house.
Actually, there's an apartment in the back of that one right there.
And there's also a right next to that one, I think, on the other side.
Okay. Is a
actual house. I think somebody.
But you could hear the female voice saying,
"You're not gonna fucking believe this. Like, I'm sitting on my porch and."
Okay.
Like these shots. So I don't know if she saw anything or she could see from where she was. But.
Okay. I'm going to give you my business card.
Okay.
And if you can remember anything, you know, you sleep on it and then all of a sudden you go, hey, you know what, Bill? I just remembered something else.
Okay.
I want you to give me a call.
Okay.
Okay. So my phone number's on here.
Okay.
If I don't answer, just leave me. You know what? There they are. Just leave a voicemail message.
Okay.
And I will call you back, hopefully right away. If not, later on in the day.
Nice.
You know, so if you have... Did you happen to have someone in your cab with you?
No,
at that time? You were en route to pick up somebody.
Yeah, pick somebody up.
Did you recognize any of the cars behind you? Is anybody new?
I didn't know. Okay. No, I was... Yeah, no. I don't know if they even know it. I have no idea. I was kind of, at that point, kind of shocked. Or kind of in disbelief. Like, did I really see that?
I really appreciate you coming back out here.
No worries.
I know it's kind of late.
I know. So. My dad barges in. He's like, I told him that you saw something. I'm like, what?
Well, that was really nice of you to come down. I asked your dad to get involved.
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
The interview is concluded.